Sego, I'm Dea Miller from CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand. Over the weekend, many Six Nations members attended the 50th annual Little NHL, which was held in Markham, Ontario. The Little NHL, which stands for the Little Native Hockey League, was started in 1971 as a tournament held by five First Nations youth who were Earl Obotsaway, Jim McGregor, James Debotsagi, Leonard Self, and Norman Debotsagi. The Little NHL tournament and tradition has since grown to become a staple within hockey and First Nations people. With over 200 teams and approximately 3,000 players participating throughout the years, the Little NHL is still seen as a highlight for First Nations hockey players on the rise. Among Six Nations hockey players and families, in attendance was also Six Nations elected band council Chief Sherry Lynn Hill and Councillor Greg Fraser. Councillor Greg Fraser also took time during Monday night's general finance meeting to thank the community for their excellent participation and to give a report back to the community. The following is a clip from the general finance meeting of the report back to the community.
For the Little NHL, I was able to attend as well as the chief and other councillors. I know the chief had another commitment and wasn't able to stay for the closing ceremonies, but I was able to touch base with the mayor of the city of Markham. He was effusive about the positive, I would say, interaction between all of the teams, the players, the organizers, and he was quite happy with how everything went. Of course, there were some little concerns about parking. The fact that I think he could have made a lot of money. The city could have made, and the Greens could have made a lot of money if they had a concession booth that was open. But other than that, I know the kids had a good time. It was well attended. Some of the championship games were very exciting. So I congratulate all the teams and all the players and all the families that supported them. I think, and again, the city of Markham was quite impressed. This is how we interacted and we comported ourselves. So I thought that was very positive. And of course, there was a celebration for a native artist that's going to be staying in the, I believe his name is Brandon Jocko. I think he's the Anishinaabe artist that's going to have a mural in some of the arenas, and they're going to keep it there permanently. So I think it was quite well done. Well attended, and of course everyone had fun, so that was really good. That was just wanted to say, and I wanted to commend all the players and the community members that went out, and the city of Markham was really impressed with is how we interacted with the city and did everything that was for fun for the kids.
I'm Dea Miller, and for more updates on what's going on in our community, stay tuned to CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand.